Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, political analyst Steve Roberts on Inauguration Day. Steve, always a busy day in Washington. Could this Inauguration Day prove to be busier than most? There's been a lot of talk around Donald Trump and his administration of being very active with executive orders today.
Well, that's true. But before I mention that, I want to give a shout out to the Bills. And, my Commanders are also in the semifinals now. And, you wear a red hat around Buffalo, a red MAGA hat around Buffalo or Washington. You're taking sides politically. But you wear a Bills hat in Buffalo or a Commanders hat in Washington, everybody smiles, right?
The great unifier, Steve.
It's a whole different vibe when you wear, depending on which hat you wear. And here in Washington, you're right. I mean, Donald Trump is going to make as big a splash as he possibly can. And this is, he's a showman. He's been a showman his whole life. And he understands that the nation is watching today. And there are many executive orders, could be 100, 200 executive orders over the next day or two. But keep your eye on a couple of areas. One of them is immigration, because, yes, he can issue some executive orders, one that we're likely to see today, declaring an emergency along the southern border. That's a PR move in some ways, but it also would free up the Defense Department funds and personnel to help enforce the border. Has a practical effect, but also it's possible that within the next couple of days you will start to see actual raids conducted by federal forces to seize and deport the folks who are illegal, which is be very popular with Trump's base. But there's a problem here. Yes, there are 11 million folks in this country without papers, but they have 4.4 million children who are U.S. citizens born in this country. And in the first Trump administration, one of his real political problems dealing with immigration was separating families and all of the emotional heartbreak that involved. So it's easy in the abstract to say, throw the foreigners out. But these folks have often been here for a generation. They're deeply threaded. Their lives and economies and families are threaded through the life of towns in Buffalo and everywhere else. And it's a lot easier to actually do it than talk about it.
Steve, I want to ask you about some actions that President Biden has taken in his final hours in office, issuing preemptive blanket pardons to potential targets of the Trump administration, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and lawmakers who served on the January 6th committee. What does this say? He's on his way out.
Yeah, this just happened this morning, but he foreshadowed this with the pardon of his own son, Hunter Biden, weeks ago. And it's really the same rationale. What he's saying is, look, these folks have not necessarily committed any crimes, but Donald Trump has vowed repeatedly, this is not an abstraction, he has openly and repeatedly vowed revenge against his political enemies. And commanding the Justice Department and the levers of prosecution, he could be a real threat to folks who are on his enemies list. And as Biden said this morning, Susan, you don't have to be guilty to suffer real damage here. Just an investigation could be damaging to your reputation, but also very costly in terms of legal fees. If any of these people are investigated and prosecuted, it's going to cost them a fortune to defend themselves, even if they're eventually innocent. So, there's a very peaceful transition in power. It's a very different vibe in Washington today than it was 4 years ago. The traditions and the ceremonies of transfer of power are all going to take place, but there's an underlying tension, an underlying resentment, and Biden's decision reflects that fear and resentment of what Trump might do once he takes power again.
You know, if we kind of rewind back 4 years ago on Inauguration Day, I think a lot of people would have said about the incoming Biden administration that his mandate was to unify, was to bring the country together and, you know, face some of the challenges. Then we were talking a lot about COVID and then, and you know, I'll leave it up to people like you to determine whether or not he was successful. But looking at today, what do you think Donald Trump's mandate is?
Well, that's a very good question, and I do not think it's as sweeping as he says it is. The election was a lot closer than Donald Trump puts out. But having said that, given the fact that he won a decisive victory in the Electoral College, and given the fact that also the American voters elected Republicans to control the Senate and the House, and given the fact that there's a conservative majority on the Supreme Court, he has a significant mandate on a number of issues to say voters have chosen a distinct path. And one of them is a much more hardline view on immigration, far less tolerance for the virtues of immigration. And there's a whole series of other issues in which he's campaigned. But it's not just issues. I mean, Donald Trump, in many ways, the essence of Trumpism is not a long laundry list of proposals or policies. The essence of Trumpism has always been much more personal. It's been and part of what Trump ran on was saying, pay more attention to ordinary Americans, pay more attention to workers and not the elites on the coast and not the intellectuals who back the Democratic Party. And that's very much part of the mandate to refocus not just individual policies, but the larger idea of what America means and away from the cultural elites who have often looked down on a lot of other folks. And that was part of the core of Trump's appeal.
All right, Steve, thank you. We appreciate it. Sure. Steve Roberts, political analyst, right here on WBEN.